Exorcisms, twice weekly. That's what's being offered at the Around the Globe Ministry in downtown Nairobi, one of the many new faith-healing churches. Here, Apostle Francis Musili says he uses faith and prayer to heal the sick, find love for the forlorn, and give hope to the hopeless by driving out demons that possess their bodies and souls. Is it a real demonstration of the power of prayer, or just some elaborate scam? Musili says the proof is with the parishioners.
And he again is in the city. I don't believe at the middle of Kenya we can have such foolish people who just be fooled every day. I've all been fooling them for the last 30 years. I believe I'm a very good trickster.
The Kenyan media in particular have been critical of faith-healing churches as exploiters of the poor by selling miracles for profit. Musili himself does not charge for the deliverance service. But like many evangelists here, he is expanding his reach through TV and radio. He runs a formidable broadcasting operation out of the church.
Well, myself, I would not say I'm poor. I'll be lying. I'm not poor, but I'm also not rich. I think whatever I have is to facilitate me to preach the gospel.
So when do faith healers cross the line from miracle workers to predators preying on the poor? Reverend Peter Karanja, head of the National Council of Churches of Kenya, an independent organization, says miracles can happen, but they should not be sold.
So the moment someone tells you, pay something so that I pray for you and you get a blessing or a benefit, that alone is reason for you to recognize that here you are being exploited.
The more established churches in the country are also concerned that some new ministries can bring with them some bad influences. At the Catholic Holy Family Basilica in Nairobi, Father Simon Ganga says church leaders are only human.
There are a lot of mushrooming churches. Some are based on the tenets of Jesus Christ. But I can say there are some people who are very capitalistic. And when they are preaching to the people, they are not looking for the good of the faithful, but they want to enrich themselves.
Musili himself admits there are some bad actors in Kenya's many churches taking advantage of the most desperate. His advice is not to judge any church, new or old, just because of a few swindlers. After all, he notes, everyone has their demons. Gabe Joselo, VOA News, Nairobi. In the name of Jesus.